Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is going to be Craig. How that, if we'll split that, undetermined yet. See how that goes.
Just based on your lines out there, it looks like Savoy going to be getting another game tonight. Just giving where he's at and his development, his situation, what do you really want to what do you want to see from him early, like in this part of the camp? And I mean, how beneficial is it just to get him this experience?
Yeah, I can tell you less about what I want to see and more about what I've seen. Is kind of the thing, because again, we're trying to keep open minds on these guys. They're young, their first experience. But what I see is he integrates extremely well with experienced players. When you put young guys with experienced players, it's hard on older players if they're play inexperienced, if they don't know where to go, what to do, how to get them the puck, how to read the situation. Situational awareness, and he has a really good feel for all of that. So, you know, and just in speaking with the guys that he's with, being Mittelstead and Okposo, they enjoyed playing with him in the inner squad game for those reasons. And then allows us to make that decision. Let's keep them together and put them in, you know, from an inner squad game to a preseason game as a unit. So I think the three of them, you know, or the two older guys with him tonight are excited that he's there because of what he's done.
As far as Linus goes, I mean, he's an older guy. He stood out during Prospects Challenge. What have you seen him from him in this camp? Just the growth in him, I guess.
Yeah, the growth from last year at this time to this year is competing harder with more directness, like more direct intent, knowing where he should be competing harder, how he should compete harder, and that being consistency. So, again, with a lot of these guys, it's elevating their personal standard. It's elevating their intensity, their commitment to result. It's gaining situational awareness, you know, because you come into this league and your prolific scorer, typically, in his case, you know, a high-end talent in college hockey, and Savoy, we just talked about, a high-end talent in junior hockey, you know, life's pretty easy. They get by on a lot of talent. They don't have to really pay attention to situations. They can impose their will on the game. And when you move to this level, you can't. Not like you could in the previous level. So I think Linus has really improved in all those areas, and he's going to get an opportunity tonight with Thompson and Skinner as a result.
And is Jacob Bryson okay? Is he sick or injured? Or is he
just no issue with Bryson. He'll be in practice next.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to Rasmus Dahlin, I'm sure you saw this gradually happen over the course of last season, but when he arrived here, when he was on the podium back on Thursday, there was an assertiveness about him. There was a confidence about him. There was him saying, I'm not trying to, you know, impress anybody. I'm just doing this for myself. What do you make of the maturation that he's gone through? And how is that maybe a reflection of the overall team in the assertiveness that you hope this team shows?
Yeah, he exemplifies what we hope. You know, as you phrase your question, the development and initiative and comfort Rasmus Dahlin, and his growth. You guys have seen him grow more because you've been here longer than I have watching him. But he has, you know, you could see that this was an immediate potential from work before I even got here. You know, I'm not surprised and not surprised at the turn. I think he had a lot of work in before I got here. And he's just, I think we've, you know, there's the right people in that locker room and the leadership that I've mentioned that have that help us empower these guys to find what's within them and those capacities, and this one being leadership and grit, determination, and supported him well. You know, I think our organization has supported him well, and I think that our locker room has really well. At the end of the day, it's Dahlin taking a lot of initiative.
As the one new veteran B you have, how much more important are the games going to be for Libushkin than they ordinarily would be if he was still in Toronto? How much more important would they be for him just getting melded into a new
Oh, game? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, now I understand. So as far as him acclimating to being with us, practices are really important. Communication is really important, and then you've got it. The game reps of okay, we had a drill in practice, we had some communication, coach to coach, coach player to coach, and then we had maybe video. Now you're living it in a preseason game. That you're gaining that situation that we've discussed, kind of targeted as okay, this is within our context of how we want to play. So it is valuable to, I don't think he needs a lot of games. 2-3 games, I think, is enough for a guy with his experience to acclimate. And then I think it's still going to be a process for him. I mean, I don't think he's going to, I don't expect that there's not going to be, challenges for ways he can tweak his game, to fit in how we want to play and we play collectively. I think that's still going to be a process for him. But what I love about him, first of all, he's phenomenal in our locker room. He's got the grit we love, but he wants to find ways to tweak and improve and enhance his game. So it fits right in with what we want as well.
What's the benefit of in a game like this having Samuelsson and Dahlin, Howard, Jokiharju, given they played together late last season? There's chemistry there.
Yeah.
You do have the ability to move parts around.
These guys have done we've asked a lot of guys to forego familiarity and ease through training camp and partner up with younger players, knowing they had chemistry and their job would be a lot easier paired up with an experienced guy, just even through practice. But today in the game, I want the game to be, I want if we have that type of chemistry, specifically on D, and these are the guys going back for pucks, these are the guys under situations that you can get, you can get run pretty hard. The familiarity there is important to me. I want to make sure they're in a good spot, that there is some continuity. You retrieve pucks, you break out of your zone, you're under physical, potential physical harm, really. So that's an area that I don't want to mess around with. Guys that have chemistry, I want to make that easier. Believing they know how to push to get themselves ready every day for the start of the season. I don't see that as any issue. I think they have that. They know that. We're certainly pushing them, pointing them. But that's the point of me putting the pairs closer together.
At least 4-year defensemen, 5-year defensemen have had to get used to a lot of different goalies last year. So when Comrie comes in, does that make it easier now? Because they kind of know, all right, Comrie's
stable
here. We got to get used to the communication and that kind of stuff. But does it come easier since they've done it with so many different goalies?
Good question, Paul. I don't know that I have the answer to that, but I my hunch is yes, it's easier for them. Stability is always nice, but it's only nice if you have competitors. You have, people that progress and work to progress, and Comrie fits that very well. Craig Anderson coming back, he worked with our D worked with him. He can speed that process for Comrie, and Mike Bales does an amazing job with the goalies, so... Yeah, I think that process will be, and Marty Wilford, Danny Girardi with the D, I think that'll be, I don't worry about that or have any concern about that. I think those guys are already on the same page. There's not a lot of variation team to team and throughout the league from systematic standpoint with respect to, how D and goalies communicate or even verbiage in that regard.
You say you go into these games with an open mind. Is there anything that you are looking for, like out of any of these preseason game?
Early ones, totally different than the later ones. Later ones will be more, you know, more look at, you know, systems and, but early on, it's until you feel good about your game. It's, you know, I can remember scouting. You know, you can make a lot of mistakes scouting if you don't know the circumstance. The player has a sore groin, or he's not playing with confidence, and you evaluate him and say, oh, this guy can't play. Well, nobody performs very well if they're not very confident. So point being is, in this situation, these guys need to get confident about their game, on their edges in battle. You know, there's a lot of, you know, literally when you talk to guys in the summertime, I remember a couple of years ago, we're doing Zoom calls, and we had three or four guys go, what do you need for preseason? And they're waving their hands. I just need to deal with chaos, you know, because you don't deal with that in the summertime. And they're moving their hands in front of the screen. And it's like, okay, there's, you know, and that's how I felt as a player too. You can replicate everything you want in the summer, get in great shape, but you never deal with chaos. So allowing them a few games to deal with that without me barking in their ear is a bit of the strategy early on, and then I'll bark in their ear later. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.